Welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. Fight for your freedom. All right, the debate last night and the impeachment story today, those are the two biggies. Start with the debate. It's the impeachment thing is going to come next week, but I'll explain what's going to happen. So there were no winners in the debate. I thought the first 45 minutes, Biden presented himself the best, but then he kind of stumbled and bumbled in the second half. So no real winners, losers, not really. I guess Bernie and Elizabeth Warren are both losers for the stupid fight they're having, which I'll explain. Nothing new. I was looking for something new and exciting. I didn't get either. And the far left dominated the policy debate. All right, so no matter what the Democrats try to say to you, the American people, the far left's driving this agenda. So please read my column, and that's going to work against the Democratic Party. A couple of things that happened at 9:10. Senator Warren was asked, hey, are you going to make a good commander-in-chief for the American people? And the senator said, yes, I am. I actually visited the troops, and I have some brothers who are in the military. Okay. Two big qualifications to get into West Point, I guess. Does anybody believe that Senator Elizabeth Warren would be a robust commander-in-chief of the armed forces? Anyone? Bueller? So shortly after that, Bernie Sanders, and this was the most disturbing thing. I'm going to play you a soundbite in a little bit on this. We have Bernie teed up. I just saw him. All right, tee Bernie up. This is really disturbing. Okay. So Bernie Sanders has the nerve to basically say, I'm going to pull all the U.S. troops out of the Middle East, when he has to know that would lead to ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, all of them reconstituting their power and causing trouble not only in the Middle East, but worldwide. He has to know that. So Bernie was actually asked that question. Go.
In the wake of the Iran crisis, Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei has again called for all U.S. troops to be pulled out of the Middle East, something you've called for as well. Yet when American troops last left Iraq, ISIS emerged and spread terror across the Middle East and indeed around the world. How would you prevent that from happening again?
Okay, let me tell you. But before I tell you that, let me tell you something else. And that is, and I don't know if my colleagues here will agree with me or not, maybe they will. But what we have to face as a nation is that the two great foreign policy disasters of our lifetimes were the war in Vietnam and the war in Iraq. Both of those wars were based on lies.
Okay, so Sanders never answered the ISIS question, insulted Wolf Blitzer by not answering it. Blitzer insulted himself and his audience by failing to follow up and saying, hold it. You can give me a history of Vietnam, you can give me a history of Iraq. That's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking about right now. There's a clear and present danger of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other terrorists. They live and they work in the Middle East. You want to pull out U.S. troops, which would obviously allow them to reconstitute, because President Obama did exactly the same thing. Pulled all the troops out of Iraq, and bang, ISIS caused trouble for 5 years, murdering thousands of people. So Sanders insults all of us, by dodging the question, and the CNN moderator allows it. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit
ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, believes that Donald Trump's smoking of the Iranian terror general led to the shooting down of the Ukrainian passenger jet. Roll the tape.
I think if there were no tensions, if there was no escalation recently in the region, those Canadians would be right now home with their families. This is something that happens when you have conflict and war. Innocents bear the brunt of it.
Okay, that's not wrong, but it's completely out of context. All right? And I don't think Justin Trudeau, with all due respect, is smart enough to understand that. It's not a wrong statement. 32 Canadians were on that Ukrainian jetliner. Apparently, they were touring the area, Ukraine, Iran, and they were on that jet. So for some reason, the Quds force blew it out of the sky. Would they have blown it out of the sky had they not been on high alert? Probably not. So Trudeau is right. They're all nervous. They're all, I don't know. I don't want to say that I don't know anymore. It is not defined why they did what they did. Some of them have been arrested. And nothing will happen to them. Now, why is it out of context? Because Trudeau has to know that the Soleimani was a terrorist. All right? He's the head of the Quds Force, Quds Force designated terrorist. The U.S. Embassy was attacked, 2 days running. Soleimani directed the attack. That's why he was in the Baghdad airport. That's why he got smoked. Has to know that previously Soleimani had done all kinds of atrocities against Americans and Canadians. Oh, he was a target. Has to know all that. Now, maybe Justin Trudeau, like Bernie Sanders, wouldn't do anything to Soleimani and other terrorists. Maybe that's true. Trudeau does not strike me as a strong leader. But to put it on the United States of President Trump is wrong. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
All right, let's get to the mail. Renee on the message board debate was so boring. I only lasted 37 minutes. All problems will be solved by forming a coalition. Sounds like a cop-out. Yeah, whenever they're in, oh, we got to get our allies. Oh, we got to get everybody together. Oh, you know, when you hear that, you know the candidate has no clue on how to solve vexing problems. You know, the only guy up there who would take any action against terrorists is Biden. Buttigieg, maybe, but we don't know. Biden would. Oh, come on with the machine. I thought I turned you off. I thought I'd turn that machine off. It's haunting me. But Biden didn't want to get bin Laden. Remember that. There was an important thing on his resume. All the other Obama cabinet members said, get him. He's in Pakistan. Go get the SEALs. Go get him. Biden said no. But of all the candidates right now, I think Biden, maybe Klobuchar, maybe, but Biden would hit back if we were hit. But it would take a lot for him to do it. We'd have to be hit hard. Anthony Peters, Metairie, Louisiana. Am I saying that name right? I've never been able to get Metairie down. Suburb of New Orleans. Thank you for tweeting during the debate, Bill. I couldn't sit through it. I was checking with your tweets. Great time. Try to keep it entertaining and honest. It's always honest. Entertaining is up to you. Dennis Sarti, Tarzana, California. Saw your final thought of the day. You were absolutely correct. People do not listen. My suggestion is you go to places where you can order a sandwich via a robot. That'll be happening. 5 years. I won't have to deal with human beings. I'll go to the robot, BLT, mayo, white toast, bang. And the robot won't ask me to repeat it unless I'm going blah, 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 blah. Killing Crazy Horse out May 12th. Just talked about it today with the publisher. Hope it's going to be a big book. It's really good. I think you'll really like it. The subtitle is Merciless Indian Wars in America, and they were merciless. So renew or sign up somebody else as a gift, premium or concierge membership. Get Killing Crazy Horse free and first. We'll see you tomorrow.